Welcome to the John Deneau Show. I'm John Deneau, founder and president of John Deneau's Inc. I've spent nearly four decades transforming how people think about money, increasing their financial knowledge, and moving them toward financial freedom. We believe that if you know the rules, you can win the game. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the John Deneau Show. I'm Jonda, and I'm really excited to be with you today to have another episode. If you are coming back, if you're joining us again, welcome, and make sure you like this video and be sure to share it with anyone that you believe would benefit from the information. Now, if you're new here, welcome. We're so glad to have you. Please make sure that you subscribe to the channel and click the notification bell. What that will do, if you select all, it will let you know every time we drop a new episode. So today I'm excited to have with me Charles Reed. Charles is the CEO of Get Payroll. He's also a CPA. I don't want to steal your thunder, Charles. Welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Donna, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you. You know, I'm a Midwestern boy. I grew up in Iowa, joined the Marine Corps, got married, went to university, got my CPA, worked in the corporate world for 15 years, and then hung out my own shingle and have been in business now for just over a third of a century.
That's fantastic. You know, I want you to spend a moment, please, and share with our guest what the difference is. This is so important to me, and I hope you will agree. I want you to share with our guests the difference between a CPA and an accountant.
Well, a CPA is a certified public accountant. It requires a lot of education. It requires basically a master's degree. It requires passing probably the most difficult of all professional exams. According to people who've taken that and others, doctors who are also CPAs, lawyers who are CPAs, they all say the CPA exam is the worst. It's a three-day exam.
My goodness.
And we are allowed to audit public companies. No one else is. Okay. You must be a CPA to issue an audit report on a public company. So with a CPA designation, you're guaranteed a certain level of education and proven knowledge. When an accountant, and in some states, accountant is a reserved word. You can't use it. But for those who aren't CPAs and claim to be a bookkeeper, accountant, slash whatever, they may or may not have the training, the background, and the proven knowledge that a CPA has. So I recommend that if you're looking for really good financial advice and accounting skills and so on, you go with a CPA.
And thank you for sharing that and pointing that out. I could not agree more. I don't want to sound disrespectful, but I've always thought of an accountant as kind of like a number cruncher, right? A bookkeeper, they're a number cruncher. A CPA, I've always thought of them as a strategic advisor. Again, I want you to chime in here and tell me if I'm right or wrong, but it's always been my experience that a good CPA is worth their weight in gold. They are providing strategies and recommendations to their clients about how to lower their tax bill. Would you agree?
Well, not only lower their tax bill, but structure their accounting and looking at their expenses and looking at how things operate, telling them where they're making a profit and where they're not, telling them what's working and what isn't. And yeah, it's the operative word was a good CPA, because there are those who are number crunchers, and that the profession attracts people like that. So, but a good CPA is strategic, is knowledgeable, can help you win your business. My only caveat is, just like with lawyers, don't let them run your business. They're advisors.
Good point.
Listen to them, listen to their advice, take it in, but you make your own decisions, because it's your business and ultimately you're the one responsible. So by all means, use advisors, CPAs, lawyers, insurance agents, bankers, You need them all, but they are advisors.
Yes.
They don't run your business. Don't let them, because some of them, particularly lawyers, will if you let them.
Right. That's great advice, and thank you for sharing that. Now, I also want you to share with our guest a little bit about this. Of course, you had your 3-year term with the IRS Advisory Council, and then you mentioned to me another role that you filled, and there's only 270 of you in the United States. I want you to share with our guest what that is and the value that it adds should they need your services.
Well, I'm a U.S. tax court practitioner, which means I am allowed to represent clients in U.S. tax court without being a state licensed attorney. Any attorney can go practice in tax court, but just pay the fee and
Sure.
they're authorized to practice. That doesn't mean they're any good at it. The tax court, when it was formed from the Bureau of Adjustments many years ago, the Congress insisted that they allow non-attorneys to practice in the U.S. tax court as they could with the Bureau of Adjustments. So you have to take a test at the tax court that's given once every 2 years in person in D.C., and you have to prove you understand U.S. tax court procedure, the rules of evidence, legal ethics, and substantive tax. And if you can pass the exam, and less than 10% of the people do, then you get licensed to practice in U.S. tax court. I have a bar card from the U.S. tax court that lets me represent people as if I'm an attorney in the U.S. tax court. And what this
Fantastic.
does is, when you've exhausted all the administrative appeals within the IRS trying to solve a problem that they may have created,
Yes.
and you can't get anybody to listen to you, you've gone as far as you can, and they're now saying you've got 90 days. And if you don't do something in 90 days, it's finished and you owe the money regardless of whether it's valid or not.
Right.
You can file a petition with tax court. It costs $60 to file the petition, and you start all over again. You get a whole
Wow.
nother bite at the apple with very knowledgeable people. And on top of that, 95% of all U.S. tax court cases are settled pre-court. The IRS doesn't like to go to court
Very
because if they
interesting.
lose, it sets a precedent that other people can then use against the IRS. So they don't really like to go to court. They call it the hazards of litigation. So it's a whole nother bite at the apple, and you are going to get a settlement offer. So even if you're wrong, you're probably going to spend that $60 and get a much better offer than you're getting from the IRS administratively. So.
So you're like the one of the best kept secrets. There's 270 of you, and wow, I mean that's just information that the general public does not have. So that's really exciting. So
And I don't know of another one that works for a payroll company.
okay, very unique.
So
Speaking of your payroll
when
company, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, Charles. Tell our guest a little bit about the Get Payroll and what services you offer and why they should be working with you.
Well, Get Payroll is a national service bureau. We operate in all 50 states and the district. We provide payroll services and payroll-related services. So we can pay all your employees, handle all the deposits, all the reports, all the filings, all the problems that the IRS throws up, and the mistakes the IRS makes. We are compliance experts more than our competitors are. That's our unique selling proposition.
Good to know.
We fix these problems that our competitors can't, because we are CPAs and U.S. tax court practitioners, and we've been doing this for, a third of a century. On top of that, we can help with the HR, the benefits, employee manuals, all kinds of things that are employee related, and payroll related. So if you are a corporation, even if you a sole entrepreneur that's incorporated, you're an employee. If you hire somebody, you have employees. You need to pay them. If you're hiring contractors, you need to make sure they are contractors and not employees, because there's a whole body of law. It's not a choice.
Very
So all
interesting.
these things are complex. On top of that, we find that we're free. Our fee is less than your cost of doing it yourself, let alone trying to deal with the IRS. 40% of all small businesses are penalized every year for employment tax purposes, which means if you weren't penalized last year or the year before, you're probably going to be penalized this year. The IRS makes millions of mistakes every year. There are 100,000 people, a huge bureaucracy. They don't have the budget for training. They move people around. Some of the technology goes back to the 1960s that they're using.
My goodness.
The silos don't talk to each other. It can be a total disaster at times. And they put out stuff. They cause problems. So
I agree. And I can just go ahead and say I've been on the receiving end of some of those problems. So I totally know where you're coming from. Now, you have, of course, they can go to getpayroll.com, but spend just a moment. We have a couple minutes left. You also have authored the payroll book. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, I looked around because I get questions all the time, and I wanted to have a reference that I could send people to. Sure. And I couldn't find anything. The only comparable thing is the payroll source from the American Payroll Association, and it's $1,000. So I said, I'll write something. Well, 2 years later, with the help of a major publishing house, I had a book.
Fantastic.
I call it 30 Years of Wisdom Distilled Down in 95,000 Words. And for your listeners, if they would like a copy of it, if they will go to thepayrollbook.com, okay, enter the discount code podcast, we will ship them free of charge a copy of the book as long as supplies last. No shipping, no handling, no nothing.
Oh, thank you so much, Charles. That is a very nice gesture. And so again, the coupon code is podcast, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, gosh, Charles, it has been an absolute pleasure having you with us today. You are, again, one of the best kept secrets, and something that you, I think our listeners would want to have in our and in their back pocket. I have said time and time again that you need a good CPA, not just a bookkeeper, especially our small business owner clients and followers. You know, it's just it's going to make or break you, in my opinion. A CPA can make or break your business. So with that, that's all we have for you today. I do want to mention for our listeners that we are currently in extremely volatile markets, and as our country goes through a transition, and we're really pleased to report from John Deneau's that none of our clients have lost any money with the current volatility. Now, we manage money very non-traditionally, and if you would like to know more about that, please visit johndeneau's.com. Guys, that's all we have for you today, and I will see you in the next one. John Deneau here. Thanks so much for listening to The John Deneau Show. If you are a successful financial influencer who would like to be on this program, please visit thejohndeneaushow.johndeneaus.com. If you got something out of this interview, please share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone, text it to a friend, or post it on your socials. If you know someone that would be a great guest, be sure to tag them on social media to let them know about the show, and always include hashtag The John Deneau Show. I love seeing your posts and all of your guest suggestions. Now, we are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so to make sure you don't miss a thing, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and all of your reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website at johndeneaus.com or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at John Deneau's. Thanks for listening. See you in the next one.